Right now it is time for us to take a look at sports, and we're at that kind of junction point of Major League Baseball where teams are resting their players as we head into the All-Star break and getting set for the second half of the season. Other teams are getting set to send some teams to the All-Star break. It's that really weird time in Major League Baseball. While we're here, why don't we just take a look at some of the scores from yesterday? The Guardians over the White Sox 4-1. The Pirates over the Marlins 3-2. The Reds over the Yankees 4-3. That was yesterday. The Mariners and Nationals were postponed. Blue Jays over the Phillies 4-3. The Rays over the Red Sox 3-2. The White Sox over the Guardians 8-7. The Braves over the Mets 4-1. So they got one back yesterday. The Brewers over the Twins 6-3. The Cardinals 7. The Dodgers 5. Orioles over the Cubs 4-2. The Orioles are now at 500 for the season. Athletics 14. The Rangers 7. Tigers over the Royals 7-5. The Rockies over the Padres 5-3. Astros over the Angels 6-5, and the Giants pounded the Diamondbacks 13-0. Congratulations to the Baltimore Orioles. At 500, they have completed. They've done their building. They've done it, and they're all set to go. Playing good baseball. It's good to see that team playing good baseball again. All right, what's coming up in golf this week? Well, guess what? The PGA Championship is coming up at the old course. Pardon me, not the PGA Championship. The Open. This is the championship. The Open at the old course in St. Andrews. July 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. You can have live golf. There's a lot of golfers, but there's nothing like the Open. The Open. It's amazing. It's a... And the old course is even more amazing itself. So, that's about the most exciting stuff going on in sports. Now, also, let's get back to golf. Remember how we say the Department of Justice is investigating how PGA Tour is handling live golf? Well, now... Chip Roy has called on the Department of Justice to require LIV Golf to register as a foreign agent for Saudi Arabia. This is really crazy. This is so out of hand. He's a representative out of Texas. And so he wants the new golf. Well, they are backed by the Saudis, but I don't know how much of an agent they are. They're a moneymaker for the guys that want to play on the tour. All right. Just another thing. Tiger Woods has talked. He is playing in the Open. He sounded off on the LIV Tour. He backs the Royal and Ancient for disinviting Greg Norman from the Open Championship festivities. This has just turned into a nightmare. On Saturday, LIV Golf CEO and two-time British Open champion Greg Norman was asked not to attend the Open Championship festivities, including being informed that he has not been invited to the Royal and Ancient Celebration of Champions Field at the Champions Dinner. Norman responded by calling the RNA petty, but Woods backed the decision by the RNA on Tuesday. Quote, Greg has done some things that I don't think is in the best interest of our game, and we're coming back to probably the most historic traditional place in our sport, and I believe they did the right thing. I know Greg tried to do this back in the early 90s, Wood added, when asked to elaborate on Norman. It didn't work then, and he's trying to make it work now. I still don't see how that's in the best interest of the game. What the European Tour and what the PGA Tour stand for and what they've done and all the governing bodies of the game of golf and all the major championships, how they run it, I think they see it differently than what Greg sees it. And, of course, Rory McIlroy, he said, just as outspoken. There's no room for Saudi Arabian-backed rival tour, LIV Golf. I disagree with it. There you go. Once again, this is just so out of control. It's bad for sport. It's bad for golf. And once again, it's all about money. Yes, pro athletes always make them, you know, entertainers, movie stars, comedians, actors, all make big money when they're successful. No one denies them that. But when a league forms and pays people in advance ahead of time, guarantees money for them to join the tour, that's to destroy the other tour. It's just a horrible situation. And it's going to be interesting to see how it all works out in the end. We'll see. Right now, it's just very, very bad face for golf. Thank goodness the Open Championship is going on and we'll have some normalcy.